Good. We're going to coach them a little bit more. We don't want to put words in their mouth, but we're going to go, good, that's right. And what else? What else is there to learn? What other positive learnings are there for yourself and for the future? Which, when you preserve those learnings, will allow you to release the emotion easily and effortlessly. So I'll tend to coach them. I won't put words in their mouth, but I will coach them, and I attempt to get them to enunciate them. Sometimes they won't come up with any learnings at all. And after a while, I'll say, well, that's okay. You can just get the learnings unconsciously. By the way, that's part of the scripts that we have here for you. I've provided scripts for you, and it's all written into the scripts. But I'm just explaining to you a couple of the biggest challenges that people have with this process. Yeah, Wendy. Yeah, so we want it stated in the positive. So what are the positive learnings? I don't have to be unhappy anymore. So you're going to say? So if they're, if they're saying, I learned that I don't have to be unhappy anymore, then you're going to say, if you're not unhappy, what are you instead? Yeah. If you're not unhappy, what are you instead? So you're kind of like, you're playing a learnings coach there.
I know that we don't have numbers next to them anymore.
Uh-huh.
And if we did, because just so I know which one comes first.
The learning position.
Learning is number one.
Uh-huh.
Learning number one position. And number two is the test. No, is release.
So all you're going to do is get the learnings and then release it. So the learning position is here. Once they've got those positive learnings, then you're going to tell them to move 1 hour, and this is in your script, but I'm just going over the basic things that people have the most challenge with. Move 1 hour before the event or any of the events that led to the event. So they're looking down on it. It's down below you and in front of you. It's down below them and in front of them. They're at least 1 hour before it ever occurred. And now they're in the release position. And in the release position, the question is now, where'd the emotions go? Now, the negative emotions in the release position will always disappear, providing three things are met. And by the way, if we went into this correctly and we asked them if it was okay to release it, first off, that's the most important thing. But the negative emotions will always disappear, providing three things are met, and that's on page 9. Let's take a look at page 9. On page 9, it says, make sure you're really in the release position, which is at least 1 hour prior to the event, above the timeline, looking down on the event, so that it's down below you and in front of you. Sometimes, if you say, okay, go before the event, in the release position, so you're looking down on the event, so it's down below you and in front of you. If somebody's there and you notice on their face that they're turning red and they look like they're going to break into tears, what's going on there? They're associated in the event. They're not really in the release position. So you're going to tell them to float higher up and further back, right? This is the person that's associated into the event. That's what's going on. So if they're associated, they're associated. Now, if you get somebody associating it, any time when you're doing these processes and you have them above the timeline, the easiest way to get them to stop associating is just to tell them to float higher up. So I'll tell them float twice as high up and twice as far back in that position. Or I'll just tell them, let's say they're in the learning position and they're really looking associated to me with my sensory acuity. I'll say float up higher. Float up higher, get up higher, get up higher, get up higher, get up higher. Until they float way high up. Okay? And at some point, they're going to stop associating. Okay? Because if they're associated, they're not above the timeline. And then in position number 3, if they're associated, or the release position, what I now call the release position, if they're in the release position and they haven't released, or they're associated, then they're not really in the release position. So you're going to tell them to get higher up and further back. That's the first thing. Then second thing is you want to make sure that they're really before the very first event. Sometimes people will say, here's how you know they're not before the very first event. Sometimes people will say, well, the emotion went down a little bit. Kind of, it disappeared 50% or it disappeared 90%. If it disappears 90%, with this particular technique, it's all or nothing. If they tell you it's 50% gone, they haven't really released it. Okay, so if they tell you it's mostly gone, that's no good either. In which case, I'll take them back to the very first event, the very first one, which when they disconnect it there, will cause it to disappear for good. Okay? And I'll just ask them, and I can do that from any position. If they're in position number 3, and they say, yeah, it disappeared about 90%, I'll say, okay, I want to ask your unconscious mind to take you back to an earlier time, the very first event, which when we disconnect it there, will cause it to disappear for you forever as an issue in your life. Okay? So even if they're in position number 3, I'll just take them zooming rapidly and unconsciously back to an earlier time. And trust their unconscious mind wherever they go.
I think that's going to be a valuable piece that Lauren said zooms in right now. Can you do that?
Yeah. You can make a little note under step two. What I say is, I want you to trust your unconscious mind to take you zooming rapidly and unconsciously all the way back to the very first event. The very first one. Which, when you disconnect it there, will cause it to disappear for you forever as an issue in your life. To the very first event. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't jump too far ahead. Let's stay where we are. Wait till we get there. Very first event, which when you disconnect it there will cause it to disappear forever. And by that time, you could take them right into the release position with that. Go right into the release position 1 hour before the event. And then you just go, right in the release of position 1 hour before the event ever occurred or any of the events that led to it. And in the release position, now that would be the second thing that could be possible. So it's possible if they don't release in the release position, then it's either possible that they're not really in the release position, they're not really before the very first event, or that it's not totally congruent and okay to let go of the emotion, in which case it may require reframing. It says if reframing is required, see the next page. I've rewritten the reframes on page 10. So here's the reframe. So if they're in the release position, they're really before the first event and they haven't released, here's the reframes that you can use. If one works, then you just bring them back. If it doesn't, then you may have to go on to number two or number three. Reframe number one is, I'd like to speak directly to your unconscious mind. Wouldn't it be better to get the learnings and release the emotion? So what is it that you need to learn, the learning of which will allow you to release the emotion easily? All you got to do is read the script. There was something you needed to learn. What was it? And just take those learnings and store them in that special place that you reserve for all such special learnings so that they can change things for you in the future, perhaps without your even having to think about it consciously. That's the first one. They may release it then. If not, you can move on to number two. Number two is, once again, I'd like to speak directly to your unconscious mind. And I want your unconscious mind to realize right now that by holding on to the negative emotion, you're in direct conflict with your highest prime directive, which is to preserve your body. Negative emotions don't preserve the body, they hurt the body. So wouldn't it make more sense to get the learnings you need to get, you could add that part, that will preserve the body and release the emotion. So go ahead and get those learnings now. Get the positive learnings for yourself and for the future, and notice that you can release the emotion. That's number two. And if you need to pull out the heavy guns, you can pull out the heavy guns. That's number three. I realize that there's a part of you that feels that there's some benefit to holding on to the negative emotion. I'd like that part of you to consider, what's its highest positive intention for you? What's its highest positive intention? And as that part considers its highest positive intention, I'd like that part to realize right now that that intention would be far better served by getting the learnings and releasing the emotion. So what was it that you needed to learn? The learning of which will allow you to release the emotion easily and effortlessly. Just go ahead and get those learnings now. The positive learnings for yourself and for the future.
So where does this come in?
Those are the reframes. That's if they're in the release position and they're not releasing. And you've taken them back and you know that they're very... you've taken up higher and further up, they're still not releasing. You take them back to the first event and they're still not releasing, then you've got those reframes. Okay? What we're going to do is I just want to cover some of the major questions that we have with this. We're going to cover more and we're going to get into it more when we come back tomorrow. What we're going to do first is we're going to take a break, then I'm going to teach you how to do a detailed personal history. You're going to do your detailed personal history with a client. Then we're going to come back and we're going to hit some of the more of the major questions about timelines and working with the past and all that tomorrow. Okay, so right now, let's take a break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to learn how to do the detailed personal history. Break time, ready, go. All right. Here, I'm going to pass you out some new handouts. Some more of the timeline stuff, some more of the advanced intervention stuff tomorrow. But in the meantime, I want to share with you how to do a